My most memorable English language learning experience, it was the first time I talked with the exchange students, because I've ever met any foreigner students in my secondary, so it was just new for me, and they are talkable, but most of the sentences I can't understand because they talk too fast or the language problem, I don't know, and yes.
And how did you try to overcome this?
I just said, can you repeat once again, or can you speak slowly? Yeah.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Can it's the public examination, the DSE, the first time when I read the passage, the whole B2 passage, I don't understand, so I have to retake once again, and it is the most memorable English reading experience, as I don't know what it is about. Yeah.
So you take the exam twice.
Yes.
How did you prepare for the second
time? The whole year I stay at home and read a lot of English comments, and most of it are South China Morning Post. It's useful.
And how did you read it? Did you just read it or?
No, I highlight the word I didn't know, and I check it and jot it down, and I read it every day, every morning after I woke up, and just to consolidate my memory.
So you're studying cultural studies, right?
How important is English in your program?
English is very important because maybe, for example, the Hong Kong popular culture, one of my three electives, many exchange students is interested in the Hong Kong culture, and they take this course. So I have no choice but to talk with the foreigners. I have to speak very clear that they to make them easier to understand.
You have to read a lot of English materials in your program.
Yes, most of the material is English, but the technical work is difficult, so I have to check it every time. Yeah.
So do you read other English things now? Do you read English newspaper or English
No, sometimes BBC, online BBC.
And do you think English will be important in your future?
Yes, because Hong Kong is becoming more emphasizing the use of English in both education or workplace. So if you are not good at English, I think you can't have a good job. I think. Most of the good job, maybe at least you have to learn English.